Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Even you can make homemade whipped cream.
Come on now.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. This is a shout out to Brenda up in Marinette, married to my friend Rami. We had this at the Packer tailgate. I was telling you about this on the show.
Yeah.
I did not know this was a thing people could still make. I thought you just go to the store and you buy Cool Whip. And then all of you corrected me.
This is an insult
to whipped cream by comparing it to Cool Whip, because Cool Whip doesn't have any dairy in it. This does.
Somebody messaged me and said, and don't be spraying that stuff out of the can. That's not the same. My mother used to make this. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how to make this.
I have in my hands a whole Tupperware tub full of homemade whipped cream. I put the video up on all of our social medias at 99.1themix.com, Facebook, Instagram. You can find it there. It is so simple to do. This took me maybe 5 minutes. That's it.
From a distance across the studio, it looks like leftover mashed potatoes from Thanksgiving. But
creamy,
it doesn't.
Creamy and good.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, I should preface by saying it took more than 5 minutes because you're supposed to chill the bowl and the whisk. And I used my KitchenAid mixer, but you could use a handheld mixer if you wanted to.
Okay, all right.
I chilled that for 20 minutes. I just put it in the garage.
That's perfect.
I stuck it in the garage, and then I brought it into the house.
Cold enough?
And so you just need 1 pint of heavy whipping cream. You put that in the KitchenAid mixer, your chilled bowl, and you mix that, I say, about 2 minutes on high. Everything is mixed on high, by the way, because you're really whisking and whipping this thing up.
You want to get the air in there. Okay.
Yeah, and so that gave it the consistency that's what you would think of for whipped cream.
Right.
Then you add the 2 teaspoons of vanilla, which, by the way, now I went down the rabbit hole on Pinterest of different flavors. You could add honey. You could add syrup. You could add some flavors of, think of coffee syrups that you like.
Oh,
mint.
Yeah. Hazelnut.
Whatever you want.
Let's go.
Whip that
Let's
up.
Let's go.
Whip that up on high, and then you put in the 1/4 cup of powdered sugar. Whipped it up on high, and you're all set. So,
Look
Radar.
Oh, I'm coming over
Rami
there.
Rami already texted me this morning. He said, how was your coffee? I said, Dude, I'm not in the station yet.
I got to put some in here.
All right. I've got a whole spoonful.
Load me up.
Hang on, Radar. I'm going to give you a little bit more.
While you do that, I'm going to eat this side. There we go.
Just literally, you can just eat it with a spoon. It's that good.
Okay, I'm going to try it, too. Hold on.
So, it's sugar. It's heavy whipping cream.
Oh.
This is a great coffee topping.
Smells so good.
Doesn't it?
Wait.
Can't you smell that vanilla?
I am going to eat this like cereal and see
Mix
what
it
like.
In. I mix it into the coffee. Oh, whoops. I got a little bit on me. It's okay. Oh, gosh.
Oh.
The day I wear a black sweater.
M-G.
I didn't even have
my coffee yet.
Dude, tell me the truth.
I didn't have my coffee yet. You're going to have to pass that bowl over here. I'm just going to scoop that out like cereal.
Is that not the best thing in the world?
Long.
Well, look, I have a whole tub at home, and here's a tub for you.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you want the full video on the recipe, like I said, go to our social media. I cannot believe how easy this was. Think of all the things you could put this on top of. Brownies, pies, cakes,
and
coffee. Eat it with a spoon if you want. I don't judge. You could freeze it. You could freeze this. Put this in between chocolate graham crackers and almost have homemade ice cream sandwiches.
I think you have a side hustle now because you have been experimenting with syrups and coffees at home.
Right?
I bought you some syrups for your birthday, and now you've got this cool whip topping that you created. You could be Elizabeth's lattes.
Elizabeth's lattes.
Little drive-thru in your garage. I mean, all the big companies, you know, look at Apple. They started in a garage. I think we're going to do that. We're going to cruise by your house.
It did start in the garage. That's where I cooled the bowl and the whisk, remember? I put it in the garage. All right, so the excitement over the whipped cream has died down just a bit based on the comment that was said in the hallway.
What? You got Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. This whipped cream is awesome. You made it. You brought it in. You've shared the recipe on our socials. You've shared it on the air. I think a lot of people have texted into the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099, and said, oh, yeah, I got to try this.
This is the Pinterest radio show now. We are exchanging recipes. That's what we're doing this morning. But seriously, When we had first tried this homemade whipped cream from my friend Rami that his wife Brenda made during the tailgate at the Packers game, it was all the rage. People were coming up all over the place trying to excited about this homemade whipped cream, and now I tried it. Radar put in his coffee. It's good. It's amazing.
I've downed my coffee already, and usually I like to sip it throughout the morning. It's gone already.
Oh, you want some more of that action.
I need some more
of
that.
But here's what just happened. So I'm in the hallway, and the other morning shows are here in the building, and our good buddy DZ over on our sister station, Kiss FM.
Yeah.
He comes down the hall and he's like, what are you all yelling about? What's going on?
He was pretty excited.
And so Radar said, he's like, bro, you got to try this. It's homemade
whipped cream. I said, you're going to pass out when you try it because it's so good. So he goes, drop over.
DZ goes down to the break room. I follow him because I've got the tub of whipped cream.
Yes.
He's making his coffee and he's like, so what's up with this? Why do you have this? Why'd you make this? DZ and Radar are both
Bears fans. Yes. DZ's a Bears fan.
They're both
yeah.
Bears fans. Mm-hmm. And so I told him, I was like, this was a friend of mine made this, and I made my own recipe off of his recipe. It was at the Packer tailgate. He goes, oh, so this is winning Bears whipped cream?
Yes, it is.
And I said, No, man. And he's like, I'm just saying. He's like, this is when the Bears won. That's when you had this.
Yes.
Like, this is lucky whipped cream.
And then I took
the whipped cream and I walked down the hallway sad because...
And
I'm not going to call that winning Bears whipped cream? No.
Winning Bears whipped cream. Oh, that's a great... DZ, that's a great idea.
That's not here's what it's going to be called.
But here's the thing, though. Did you not finish your coffee? Is there no caffeine in your coffee? Or is it because we're talking about the Bears, you just brought yourself all the way down?
That's what it is.
Ooh.
But it is good. It is sweet.
Oh,
you can get the recipe again on the Facebook page, on social media. Shout out to Brenda for sharing it with me.
And you know what's not too sweet is that... whipped cream and Hozier is pretty sweet too. And you've got a chance at winning tickets coming up at 7:20. He's coming to Summerfest with the Mix.
Hi, Shelly. Thanks for calling in. What'd you want to say?
Hey, Elizabeth, I just wanted to tell you that since you now made your own whipped cream, now you can make your own butter the same way.
Wait a minute. Now let's just try and enjoy this whipped cream first, but you make butter the same way?
Yeah, you take out all the sweet stuff and you beat the whipped cream until, you know, you get your stiff peaks, until it's that same consistency. Then you add in like salt or any savory things you like, and you keep whipping it, and eventually you're going to see it become solid and have butter.
And you can make butter that way.
Oh my gosh, I need to try it.
She's going to go back and buy that whipping cream, and you're going to be whipping it all day.
I also need to try it because that KitchenAid mixer is heavy and it's still on the counter, and I've got to strategically put it back in the pantry.
Look at you.
Let's start making some butter. We have turned into Radio Pinterest.
We have.
Hey, thanks for letting me know about this, Shelly. I'm going to give it a try.
All right, no problem.